This is Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. This past summer, Canton experienced flooding in the aftermath of Hurricane Debby. In the basement of my church, we had 5.5 inches of water. It was a mess with a lot of damage. The biggest job we had to do was remove 1 foot of drywall and plaster in the entire basement. On the morning of the cleanup, I was unsure how many would be there, and could we get it done? Within minutes of our start time, 5 people showed up. What was so amazing to me was their great attitude. Everyone just started, and within 3 hours, we had finished. The right attitude made all the difference. The Lord Jesus Christ begins the Sermon on the Mount with these words from Matthew chapter 5, 3 through 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These words are collectively called the Beatitudes, from the Latin word beatus, meaning blessing. I would like to suggest to you that the Beatitudes are attitudes Jesus says those who follow him should have. When I was preparing to preach the Beatitudes, my plan was to take them one at a time. But as I studied them, I felt that they were a unit of thought that introduced the transformational preaching of the Sermon on the Mount, and thus should be presented as one sermon. Let me explain. Just think of the Beatitudes as an introduction to a sermon. As an introduction, they need to get the listener's interest and tell them something about the subject. The 8-time repetition of the word blessed gets our attention. The use of paradoxes such as blessed being applied to poor, mourning, or hungry and thirsty piques our interest. Isaiah 55, 8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Blessed people have certain attitudes that frame their thinking about God, man, problems, life in the present and in the future. The Beatitudes give us the right attitudes to have for the Sermon on the Mount's transformational teaching. So what attitudes do those who would follow Jesus need? The attitude of the poor in spirit is they think of themselves as spiritually bankrupt and thus totally dependent on God. The attitude of those who mourn is they think of the devastation on humanity that is due to sin. They grieve sin's destruction. The attitude of the meek is to think kindly of others with humility, gentleness, kindness. They keep their anger in check. The attitude of those hungry and thirsty for righteousness is they think and desire more than anything holiness, obedience, and the Word of God. The attitude of the merciful is they think they have received mercy and forgiveness from God, and they feel this for others. The attitude of the pure in heart is they think that their heart must be clean. They must have a clear conscience, honest, not be hypocritical. The attitude of the peacemakers is they think how to resolve arguments, keep offenses from growing. They bring light to problems. The attitude of those persecuted for righteousness is they think faithfully following and standing for Jesus is right, even if troubles and difficulties come about. In the sermon that follows, Jesus goes on to say some very hard things, such as, love your enemies. Pray that God will forgive you as you forgive others. Do not worry about things, and whatever you want men to do for you, you do for them. These are hard things to do and are possible only if one has the attitude of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, 3-12. Here are 2 suggestions. 1, memorize the Beatitudes, and 2, begin and end each day praying that you will have these attitudes. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.